Superintendent Rob Olson visits with us today for the Newell Fonda School Spotlight, and I know you have a lot of FFA information to share with us. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. We do have quite a few of our FFA and ag-related activities coming up here. First thing we'd like to talk about is our global ag class is doing some meals from the Heartland packaging this Monday, and with the help of our students in grades 6 through 12, we're going to package 50,000 meals in 2 hours, so that'll be kind of a cool thing to see happen. And the way we were able to do that is with some financial support equaling $5,300. So we'd like to thank a number of people for their contribution for financially to make this Meals for the Heartland possible for us to be able to do.
Good. I know that's just the first of many things you wanted to share today.
Yes, we have 23 FFA members competing in the state contest April 22nd through the 24th in Ames, which is just awesome. It's so cool. We're able to, I think this is the second or third time we've actually taken an entire bus of state kids down to compete at FFA's convention, which is just a really, really cool thing. So we're excited for them.
Very nice. And some other things before I let you go here, some other info as we were discussing earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. April 30th, we have seven students that are going to go to the World Food Prize Institute to discuss world food insecurity issues with state and global leaders, which is awesome. National Honor Society is taking their trip to Des Moines. That is a service trip on April 18th and 19th. We've got state solo and ensemble contests this Saturday in Lawton Bronson, so good luck to those vocalists and instrumentalists in their state solo and ensemble contest. Prom is coming up April 21st. Our Grand March will begin at 7 with the doors opening at 6:15. And then just a really cool fact that I wanted to pass along to everybody is that we have 88% of our high school students have been involved in one or more extracurricular activities this year, and we know that research tells us that the more kids are involved outside of the classroom, just what a better way that they're able to handle themselves both in and out of the classroom. So that's just a really, really good thing that we can provide, and we're glad that kids take advantage of that participation at Newell Fonda.
Absolutely. Great stat, no question. And Rob, thanks a lot for the time. Have a great day today.
Thanks, Chris.
You're welcome. And that is our school spotlight with Newell Fonda, heard every other week right here on Mix 101.7.